This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 6th Jun, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The skies over Israel are clear tonight. It's a warm evening across major cities, perfect for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in that IDF soldiers Captajer Shahar Gamla and Saigon Ohad Yari have been killed in separate incidents in Lebanon. Also according to the Times of Israel, an Israeli strike earlier today killed a Lebanese army general and two soldiers. The IDF is reviewing the incident. Also this hour, the Jerusalem prayer breakfast in Jerusalem has drawn foreign delegations despite the ongoing conflict, reports the Jerusalem Post. Separately, I-24 News has reported this afternoon that the IDF says a soldier was filmed assaulting Palestinians during clashes in Huwara. And finally, from Axios, Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, aiming for a broader peace deal involving Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago about the loss of Captain Shahar Gamla and Singh Ohad Yari, highlighting their roles in their respective military units. Maoz, a frequent observer on regional issues, questioned the timing of recent events in a post just now. Daniel Seidman, a legal expert, warned about the need for careful scrutiny of reports from right-wing media outlets, stressing the importance of reliable information in a post just minutes ago. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the tragic loss of IDF soldiers in Lebanon. Ynet details that Captain Shahar Gamla succumbed to injuries from a drone attack, while Saigon Ohad Yari died in an incident under investigation. Their deaths highlight the continued volatility in the region. Turning to the Israeli strike in Lebanon earlier today, the Times of Israel reports that a Lebanese army general and two soldiers were killed. The IDF claims their vehicle entered a combat zone without coordination. This escalation underscores the fragile nature of border tensions. Meanwhile, foreign delegations have gathered in Jerusalem for a prayer breakfast. The Jerusalem Post notes the event carried a message of faith and resilience despite the conflict. The presence of these delegations signifies international support for Israel amid challenges. In related news, an IDF soldier was filmed assaulting Palestinians. I-24 News reveals the incident occurred during clashes in Huwara. The footage could impact Israel's international image, prompting calls for accountability. Finally, Axios reports that Trump announced a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move could facilitate broader negotiations involving Iran, though it's politically sensitive for Israeli leadership. The ceasefire could provide a much-needed pause for civilians in affected areas. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that the tax authority plans to use AI to review all tax filings, shifting from 4% to 10% coverage. This move aims to enhance compliance without increasing taxes. Separately, Katech announces Sierra has raised $300 million, valuing the Israeli data security firm at $12 billion. This marks significant growth from its previous $9 billion valuation just months ago. And finally, according to Globes, Arkia will launch flights from Tel Aviv to Tokyo, offering twice-weekly services. This expands Israel's connectivity with Asia and boosts tourism prospects. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.